they began. As you already know, I finally relented, and the Ryura books came into being. The Disappearance of Winter's Daughter is the 10th novel starring the pair. I had no idea so many books would grow from the whisperings of these two characters, and I never dreamed that their world would spawn another 6 books, currently releasing as the Legends of the First Empire series. And it doesn't end there. I'm now writing a new series, codenamed The Bridge Trilogy, which is set in the time period between Ryura and Legends. These books uncover the events precipitating the downfall of Navran's empire. All these books have allowed me to return Robin's gift, and she left her day job in 2011. And while she still works incredibly hard, all on my behalf and for the benefit of the readers, at least she can set her own schedule. She doesn't have to dress for success, and the longest commute is from the bedroom to the porch where she spends the mornings watching the sun come up over the mountains of Shenandoah Valley. So yes, I dedicated this book to Royce and Hadrian for their constant whispering during that terrible decade when writing wasn't a part of my life, and for staying with me once I returned to the keyboard. Each time I sit